For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have an awesome program on tap with our friend and special guest, Stacy Schultz, and she is the Constituents Event Manager with the Alzheimer's Association here in the Kansas City area. And Stacy, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to be with you today.
All right. So you are with the Alzheimer's Association, and in Kansas City, we call that the Heart of America chapter.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so tell us about the Heart of America chapter. You cover a lot more counties than I thought.
Yes. We cover 65 counties in both Kansas and Missouri. We're about halfway across each state, and that puts us kind of right in the middle there. We are located in Old Overland Park at 80th and Concert. We just moved there, and we're very happy there. We hope that we'll get a little bit more walk-in traffic, which we do encourage. We invite people to come in anytime that they need to. We'd love a call in advance to make sure the right staff person is there to greet them and then to address any needs or concerns that they might have.
All right. So locally in Kansas City and nationally, hang on, I'm going to give you some national contact information as well. But here locally in the Kansas City extended area, in Overland Park, 8001 Concert, that's Suite 240. Again, in Overland Park, and that covers Kansas and Missouri, 65 counties. So it's a huge coverage area. So, Stacy, let's jump into, you caught me off guard. When we were talking off mic before we started the program here today, how many people now have Alzheimer's disease? You caught me off guard, because this number, it just keeps going up.
Yes, it does. The latest facts and figures, which just came out in March, puts us at just under 7 million, 6.9, and growing, unfortunately.
Yeah, so almost 7 million, and that would be 6.9 million individuals with Alzheimer's, and now you have to multiply that by a huge number, because it involves their family, their friends, their care support team, their village, if you will. So this affects tens and tens and tens of millions of people. And that's why when we had talked a few months ago, talking about some of the major kind of the marquee fundraising opportunities with the Alzheimer's Association, I think everyone needs to understand that the Alzheimer's Association provides a wealth of information and education. And it's just such a hub of phenomenal support, but that costs a lot of money to run that. It costs a lot of money to have a master prepared dementia specialist answering the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It takes a lot of money. So we're raising money for the Alzheimer's Association to then support almost 7 million individuals plus their families, friends, and caregiving hub.
Correct. And that doesn't even touch all of the money that we use for research and advocacy efforts at the state and federal level. But yes, we revenue is drives everything that we do.
Yep, absolutely. So let's talk about kind of your baby, the longest day. You said, yeah, that's mine. So
that's mine.
It's,
yes.
It's a major fundraiser opportunity every year, and you call it the longest day. So what is that all about?
So the longest day was designed as an alternative to the walk to end Alzheimer's for people that maybe can't walk or don't want to walk. What's really unique about the longest day is it's a do-it-yourself fundraiser. It's a DIY fundraiser. And we tell people anything that you are passionate about, any hobby that you have, any way that you want to honor a loved one or either living or deceased, we help you create a very unique awareness event with the fundraising component. So not only are we raising awareness and teaching people about Alzheimer's and dementia, but we're also raising money to keep all of those efforts going.
You know, that's interesting. For some reason, this popped up in my mind. Kansas City Hospice is one of our partners here on the program, and they have a lot of opportunities where you can DIY, kind of a situation where you can recognize or in memory of your loved one, and they can be either past or they can be currently fighting the battle of Alzheimer's. Tell us about some of the specific opportunities to get together either with yourself or with a group and raise some funds.
So this will be my fifth year, and we have a lot of repeat events, but we also have a lot of new events. It's funny that you mentioned Kansas City Hospice because they are wonderful supporters of our organization, and they are involved in an event coming up. It's going to be at Chicken and Pickle, and it's just a networking event. It's free to attend. They have some silent auction items, live auction items, and raffles, and that is a really common, easy way to create a fundraiser.
Yeah.
They get to network with the people that they're working with out in the community all the time, and they get to raise funds for the Alzheimer's Association.
Yeah.
So that's a perfect example. We have bake sales. We have golf tournaments. We have quilting, swimming events, biking events, anything you can imagine.
And when is the longest day fundraising program? What is it, a specific day, or can you do it any time throughout the year?
I'm so glad you asked that, because the longest day is the summer solstice. It's on June 21st every year.
Which is literally the longest day.
Which is literally the longest day of the year. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
And but we encourage people to fundraise all year long. You might be honoring a loved one's birthday or their favorite holiday. So we love for it to be kind of a slow burn all year long. We want to see those events in the winter just as much as we do in the summertime.
And I'll tell you, I've had Michelle Girard from the Alzheimer's Association, mm-hmm, Heart of America chapter here on the program. And she gets so fired up.
I know.
But I follow her on a lot of the social media events, and she's really good about sharing all of that. And I saw a bunch of purple T-shirts, and I saw our beautiful Union Station here, and everything was purple. And it looked like a fantastic longest day event.
It was. That's called our Party on the Hill.
Okay.
This year was the third year that we've done it. And so we usually get a sponsor to it cost $1,000 to turn Union Station a color.
Okay.
So we get a sponsor this year. It was Prairie Elder Care, which is a dementia care home that's a real working farm.
I know the ladies who own that. They are fantastic.
Yes, they are.
They're very good people. And they're sharp. They're as sharp as it gets.
Yeah, they sponsored us this year, so we invite people to come up on the hill with us. You can bring your kids and your dogs and your drinks and your food, and we sit in lawn chairs and we just fellowship and get to know each other and watch it turn purple and then take a lot of pictures.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so when you form, like you said, the longest day is a kind of a DIY fundraising program. So then they got a sponsor. It's $1,000 to turn Union Station purple. So you can get creative and do some things like that. You can sell some T-shirts and ask for some sort of a donations. And then all of that then goes to the Alzheimer's Association to help the 6.9 million individuals plus their families.
Yes, absolutely. So when we have when somebody wants to create a longest day event and participate, we have them register, and that creates a page for them, which is kind of like their own little website.
Oh, okay.
So they can advertise what they're doing.
Ah.
They have their own special QR code, their own special link. We help them utilize that in social media with resources. Do you need a speaker? Do you need some decorations? Do you need some prizes? We're just there to make it a memorable and meaningful experience for them.
Well, that's fun, because then if you have a page, then you can invite your hundreds or thousands of friends on social media to visit the page and donate. You know, kick in $5, kick in $10.
Little as $5.
Kick in $100, you know, and help me achieve, you know, whatever it is that you're doing.
Right. Correct.
Yep, that makes sense. And then, so let's talk about Alzheimer's, and is it different than dementia?
Because
a lot of people think it's something different.
Yeah, think of dementia as a very large umbrella, and Alzheimer's is one of the forms of dementia underneath that umbrella. It is the most diagnosed, popular is not the right word,
right,
but it is the most common form.
Yeah.
But there are many, many, many forms of dementia, so Alzheimer's is just under that umbrella.
Okay, and I think most folks have heard of Alzheimer's or at least heard of dementia. And again, Alzheimer's is a form of dementia. It's just the easiest way to remember that. So it's because so many people are afflicted with this terrible disease, and it's the long goodbye. And there's so many ways to talk about that. But because of that, the Alzheimer's Association exists to support the 6.9 million people and all of their family and friends and caregiving support. So let me give you a couple of phone numbers here. In the Kansas City area, the Alzheimer's Association Heart of America chapter, you can reach out to them at 913-831-3888. And then if you're outside of the Kansas City area, you can reach the Alzheimer's Association national toll-free number at 1-800-272-3900. You can always visit their website. It is loadedalz.org. Let's get back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. You must be a member of the Alzheimer's Association to receive information and assistance from them. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. You must be a member of the Alzheimer's Association to receive information and assistance from them. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Stacy, you don't have to. There isn't even a membership, right? This is available to everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We encourage anyone and everyone looking for information to reach out.
Yep. So you do not have to be a member. You don't have to pay a fee or dues or any of that. Just simply pick up the phone in the Kansas City region, 913-831-3888. Outside of the Kansas City region, since we're heard all around the country, here's your phone number, 1-800-272-3900. And Stacy, I'm just so impressed that this phone number is staffed 24 hours a day, not with just somebody answering the phone saying, "Hey, can I help you?" and take a message and pass it along. It is staffed with a master level dementia care specialist, and the helpline is also available in over 200 languages. That kind of blew my mind.
Amazing, right? Me too.
Right. So this is a fantastic organization. Again, you could go online at alz.org/Kansas City, or just alz.org. And so, Stacy, we had talked about the longest day as one of your primary fundraisers. And then I think the big one, or maybe the one that most people have heard of, or I think they have heard of it, is the Walk to End Alzheimer's. And we are in the season right now.
Yes, we are. Just gearing up.
So tell us about that and how's it work?
So the Walk to End Alzheimer's is what we call our signature event. It's been around a long time. There's over 600 walks that take place nationwide in September and October.
600?
600,
wow.
Yes. 600, yeah. And growing. Our biggest walk is the Kansas City Walk, and it's October 5th this year at the World War I Memorial.
Now, wait a minute. The biggest walk in the country?
No, but our biggest walk in Kansas. We have 8 walks total.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Kansas City is our biggest walks.
Well, we're just going to – since Kansas City's home of the Super Bowl champs – 2X and hopefully 3-peat. We're just going to say that ours is the best one.
All right, I agree.
So how do you raise your hand and you say, you know, I want to form a walk? I mean, how do you do all this, you know, logistically? And or maybe you would rather not do all of that, but maybe you want to participate. Maybe you want to join someone's walk and then raise money. Is it per mile, per foot? How do you do all of that?
Sure. Well, we have 8 walks, like I said, and we have a website, alz.org/HOA walk. And there you can go and find out information about all of the walks, the date, the location, et cetera. The walk is free. Registering for the walk is free.
Okay.
You can volunteer for the walk. You can show up the day of without registering and walk.
Okay.
We welcome anyone and everyone. Just be sure to wear your purple. But it works similar to the longest day. Once you register, you create a page and you can invite others to be part of your team. And you can raise money. They can raise money. You can have an individual page or a team page and give yourself a cool name and have awesome events to raise money for that, too.
Do you remember some of the names? It seems to me I followed this last year, and there were some pretty creative names.
I
had some fun. If you can't think of that right off the top of your head, that's okay. So.
No, but people do get extremely creative. It's great.
Yeah.
They make their own T-shirts. I mean, we have, families, friend groups show up, 50, 60 people all in matching T-shirts. It's awesome.
Wow. And the color is purple, right? That's kind of the theme color?
Yes, that's our color. One of the great things about the walk, and probably one of the most moving things about Walk Day, is the Promise Garden Ceremony. And we have 4 different flowers that represent someone either living with Alzheimer's, lost Alzheimer's, supporting someone, or has been diagnosed. And so different people carry those different colors and represent those different categories. And it really is a beautiful thing. We do have a white flower that we're saving for the first survivor. So
we hope
to be raising that white flower someday soon.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime I have had Dr. Jeff Burns from the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center here on the program, he's just so enthusiastic. And he said, every time one of our trials has a failure where it didn't work, he said, we don't get discouraged by that. We're actually excited because that means that didn't work. That narrows our focus and our scope, and we know we're one step closer to solving this.
Yeah, they've made some amazing progress in the last few years with the medications.
Yep. And he also said that with some of these medications, if they delay the onset by, and don't quote me on this, I want to say a couple of 2.5 years maybe, that actually cuts the death rate in half because not the death rate in half, but the progression in half, because that's how much a successful medicine that could delay the onset could have an impact on your life expectancy.
Right. Can you imagine getting 5 more years of memories with your friends and family?
Yeah.
I mean, it's everything.
It is absolutely everything. Reach out to the Alzheimer's Association. The Kansas City number, folks, is 913-831-3888. The national number is 1-800-272-3900. The phone number is answered 24 hours a day with a master's level prepared dementia care specialist. They can talk to you in over 200 different languages. They are ready to help and support you. ALZ.org is the website. And so the Kansas City Walk is, I saw the Saturday, October the 5th.
Correct.
Now, are all the walks in Kansas City, are they all on the same day or are they spread out?
No, they're spread out during the months of September and October, so we can kind of like divide and conquer.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. So you want to support all of those different
walks.
Right.
We try to kind of have a walk in each of our service areas that if people are interested, they can get to one.
All right. And then nationally, so, I mean, here we are right at the end of August. So September and October, if you're interested in raising your hand and say, you know what, that sounds awesome. I want to form a team. We have a family member with Alzheimer's that we want to support, and we just want to be a part of this. Maybe you know of someone having Alzheimer's or struggling with that. Maybe someone has passed away and maybe you were a part of their care team, maybe family and friend support team, and you want to just honor them with your involvement. This is a great way to raise your hand and jump in. You could form a team. You can join someone else's team if you don't want to go through all of that stuff. So, Stacy, what if you can't participate? Can you donate to a team, or what can you do there?
Absolutely, yes. You can go to the walk of your choice through that alz.org/HOA walk, and you'll see the donate button right there. You can donate to a team, or you can just make a general donation.
All right. And if you want to get involved, again, in the Kansas City area, alz.org/HOA walk. You can also contact Laura Blatter at 913-948-8654. You could go to alz.org/Kansas City. You could call 913-831-3888 or toll free nationally 1-800-272-3900. And Stacy, thanks so much for being here today. I'm really excited about all the things happening with the Alzheimer's Association. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I've been hearing about this for a while, and now I'm reading about this very disturbing information and thought I would share it with you now.
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
All right, this is from the Skilled Nursing News, August the 22nd of 2024. It says, a national crisis. New American Healthcare Association report shows alarming trends in nursing home access. And this is a big deal. It's going to affect all of us or someone we know. It's guaranteed. So I'll just kind of go through some of the highlights of this kind of a long report. The crisis of access to nursing home care across the United States has deepened and is projected to get worse. A new report from the American Healthcare Association and National Center for Assisted Living released Thursday shows that nursing homes have shut down at an alarming rate, driven by economic pressures and workforce shortages, with the recent federal mandate only threatening to exacerbate the situation. So we'll start to get into this. The 2024 Access to Care report notes that at least 774 facilities closed their doors between February 2020 and July 2024, displacing over 28,000 residents. Now, as I go through all this information, the one thing that I kind of keep going back to is, guess what? This included all of the COVID period. and hopefully, I don't think we're, I mean, that's a once, not in a generation, but once in a 100-year event. So maybe it's a little bit skewed heavier towards all of these shutdowns and et cetera, because of all the crazy COVID stuff. But still, it's not good. So it says the closure of these facilities, coupled with a significant reduction in available nursing home beds, which are down by 62,567 beds since 2020, has left many residents without adequate care. And moreover, nearly half or 46% of nursing homes have had to limit new admissions, and over half or 57% have waiting lists for new residents. And I can tell you right now, I mean, I'm in the business of senior care and helping people find the right senior care community. I've seen all of that, and I would agree 100%. I've seen it with my own eyes. Additionally, 20% of facilities have closed sections or entire wings due to staffing shortages, further limiting available care. Labor shortages that existed prior to COVID-19 worsened in its aftermath. So I would say it was a really bad situation prior to COVID. I would say staffing, availability, and shortage after COVID we're approaching catastrophic issues here. This is really, I'm not overstating, it's really bad. Now more than 66% of facilities are concerned that if their workforce challenges persist, they may have to close their facility as well, the report states. Adding to these challenges, the Biden administration's finalized federal staffing mandate has been criticized for its potential to deepen the crisis further, with the Nursing Home Advocacy Group projecting that it could displace nearly 300,000 residents. The mandate is expected to necessitate the hiring of 102,000 additional nurses and aides, according to the American Healthcare Association. This all sounds bad. It's just kind of a warning, okay? I just wanted to put it out there. Access under threat. Mark Parkinson, president and CEO of the American Healthcare Association, warned that the mandate could force nursing homes to reduce their resident counts further or even shut down entirely. It's not hyperbole to say access to care is a national crisis, he says. He goes on to say nursing homes are closing at a much faster rate than they are opening, and yet with each passing day, our nation grows older. By the way, I'll just throw in, we've got 76, 77 million baby boomers aging through the population. So we've got the light at that end of the tunnel is a big old freight train coming straight on, and we don't have the answers right now. I'll tell you that. Providers are doing everything they can to protect and expand access to care, but without support from policymakers, access to care remains under threat. So here are the new staffing requirements. The finalized version translates to facilities with 100 residents needing a minimum of 2 or 3 registered nurses and 10 to 11 nursing aides, that would be a CNA or CMA, per shift, along with 2 additional nurse staff members who could be a registered nurse, a licensed practical nurse, or a nurse aide. He goes on to say many facilities would need to staff at a higher level based on their residents' needs. The White House stated in a fact sheet, it will also require facilities to have a registered nurse on site 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to provide skilled nursing care, which will further improve nursing home safety. Now, there are so many things at play here. The government, through the Medicare program paying for skilled nursing and rehab, they say, hey, if you want our money for that service, then these are the new rules. If you want our money through the Medicaid program, these are the rules. And you're going to have to up your staffing. Now, I will say most of the places that I go to, I think their staffing is pretty darn good, at least here in the Kansas City area from what I've seen. Now, I've also been to some places where I clearly see them cutting some corners, and the staffing is not as high, maybe in one place as another. And I know there are places all around the country that staff really well, and that also some places probably staff pretty poorly. So they're trying to standardize this for everyone. One of the challenges with that is there is no accounting for acuity. So if you have a higher acuity in your building, you have more residents needing a lot more help, that's a higher acuity, and maybe a medical acuity in there as well, then you adjust your staffing according to the needs and that acuity in that building. If you have a group of residents in your building that are a lot more independent and need a lot less care, then you would also staff for that because you don't need quite as many caregivers, if that makes sense. So I don't know. I'm not seeing that. I think this looks like a single flavor of vanilla here, one size fits all. And I just don't think that's very realistic. And I don't think you should do that. But we'll see how this all plays out. And as I mentioned, I've seen all of this locally in Kansas City for sure. There are so many places that have a capacity of, say, I'll just make up a number, 100 beds, but they can only properly staff for a capacity of 80 residents. And now, with the new staffing requirements, if they have to add a lot more staffing, they may have to reduce their capacity even further because you can't just go out and say, hey, let's bring in 10 RNs this week. RNs are they're working in all sorts of jobs, and it's harder and more difficult to recruit these folks into some of these jobs. It's very, very difficult. So the question is, where are all these people going to go to receive care? I think the shortage of capacity along with staffing challenges will only become worse over time. And I would just recommend that if you think you'll be needing long-term care for your loved one, do not put it off until the very last minute. So if you wait until the last second, the place that you prefer may not have room availability, or maybe they had to decrease their capacity for one reason or another. It may be related to what we just talked about here on this news report. But then you're going to have to find another place that may not be as good of a fit. In other words, you're going to be stuck with choosing beds that are left. And that's never a good thing. You always want to be driving that process. Get out ahead of it. And if you've chosen to move to a continuing care retirement community that has independent living, assisted living, long-term care, that's going to solve a lot of the issues of availability, because as a resident in that community, you have first right of refusal for the spaces in assisted living and long-term care. They're going to have a space for you when the time comes. So I'm going to have a whole lot more coming up next, but I just wanted to ring that bell and say, hey, folks, the storms are brewing, and they're knocking on our door.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So I met with a really nice family, and they said something and asked a question that caught me off guard, and I thought, wait a minute. I need to address that myth.
And now, myth versus fact.
All right, so here's the myth. And this was prompted by a conversation with just a super nice family fairly recently. And this gentleman, we were talking about financing, how to pay for care, long-term care for his mom. And she's sitting pretty solid financial picture for her. Has long-term care insurance, has a strong monthly income, has some assets from the sale of her home that are sitting in investments, and she's pretty solid. So I think she's going to be okay. I don't think she's going to need Medicaid during her lifetime, and I think she's pretty solid. So very, very fortunate. So he said, we were talking about that, and I said, is there a chance? I ask all of my clients this question. It's a really good question. Do you think your mom could outlive her assets? And he said, No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think she's sitting pretty good here. He goes, but I'm sure you don't work with anyone requiring Medicaid, right? And I'm like, oh. That's the myth. There's an assumption out there that since senior care consulting is such a personal, in-depth, consultative, educational, thoughtful process, you know, we spend a lot of time with our clients. We provide an unbelievable amount of education, and we do discuss how to fund senior care. And so I think there might be, because it's such a premium level of service, I think there may be, or at least this fella just kind of assumed it. Well, I'm sure you don't work with anyone who would need Medicaid. I'm like, oh, no. That is not correct. I said, and in fact, I would say the majority of my clients either will or may need Medicaid at some point in the future. So the myth is that senior care consulting only works with wealthy people and does not work with anyone needing Medicaid. But again, the fact is we work with all people regardless of their financial status or situation.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Okay, so back to that question. Is there a chance that your loved one could outlive their assets? So if you take a look at the cost of assisted living and long-term care, look, this stuff's expensive. I don't care how much money you have. Unless you are really well set, your income is high, maybe you have long-term care insurance and you have quite a bit in the bank or invested in you know financial products through your financial advisor. Okay, and a lot of folks have done a great job with that. The fantastic job. But if you're not quite set and you say, well, you know, we have, you know, X dollars and we have, you know, we have so much income and we wish we would have bought long-term care insurance, but we didn't. So let's take a look at what this looks like. So, you know, we do take a look at that. So assisted living, you're looking at $6,000 to $8,000, maybe $9,000 per month, every month. Six, seven, eight, even 9,000. I priced one out the other day at $10,000 a month of assisted living level of care. And then long-term care is higher than that. So a shared room could be anywhere from $9,000 to $11,000 a month for a shared room in long-term care. A private room comes at a premium. And that's going to go anywhere from $11,000, $12,000 a month, upwards of $14,000 to $15,000 per month. That is a lot of money. So the question of, is there a chance your loved one could outlive their assets? And if that is, well, yes. So at her income and in the So let's say it's $12,000 a month. Her income is $2,000 a month. So we have to come up with the shortfall of $10,000 a month. So if you look to, you know, assets, available assets, if there's $100,000 there, just for some super easy math, your burn rate is $10,000 per month. So $10,000 a month from that $100,000, and you are out of money in 10 months because this stuff is so expensive. So then we want to turn our focus to Medicaid. What is Medicaid? And I'm not going to go through all that today. I have before. Maybe I will again in the near future. But the Medicaid program is that safety net that says if you need long-term care and if you have outlived your assets, the Medicaid program is there to catch you and to pay for the majority of your monthly cost in the long-term care community. So it's a fantastic benefit. You have to spend down and be almost out of money. For example, in Kansas, you have to have $2,000 left. In Missouri, $5,000 left. And most of the states are pretty close to both of those numbers. You're almost, literally almost out of money. And then it will kick in and pay the majority of the cost. So we have that conversation. We talk and I educate them. Again, deeply educational, deeply involved, so personal. So consultative, we talk about, we just go through all of this. I have handouts that I leave with my clients so they, if they forget what we talked about, they can refer to the handout. It's just it is a Cadillac level of service. It's a top shelf. It's a premium level of service. But let me state for the record, with no doubts about it, that this is not just a service for someone who is pretty well off financially. Senior care consulting and the services that we provide are available for all people, regardless of their financial status or situation. And again, I'll state it again, I would say the majority of our clients over all of the years either need Medicaid right away, or maybe they'll need Medicaid at some time in the future. So we have to plan for that. That drives our plan in the places that we're going to consider choosing for our loved one. And there's just so much that goes into that. All right, so if you have a question, you can reach me at 913-945-2800. So many people, if their loved one is on a Medicaid spend down, they'll spend part of that spend down for the placement services at Senior Care Consulting, and that is considered a qualified or acceptable expense on that spend down. Again, 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.